You cannot but marvel at God's amazing grace. Not just does he promise to take your sin, guilt, and shame away, but he gives you his righteousness undeservingly instead. The Apostle John states this truth, saying, "If we confess our sins, God is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9. This pardon alone qualifies you to be acceptable to God. That well-known hymn written by a forgiven slave trader, John Newton, expresses it well. "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me." At the cross, God reveals the full extent of his love. Jesus dies for guilty sinners. The cross reveals Jesus' willingness to pay the ultimate price to give worthless sinners worth in his sight. This then gives you a brand new identity. Your new identity is defined like this: if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, and see, the new has come. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. God in Christ makes you worthy so that you can be fully acceptable to him. So, if you've trusted in Jesus and asked for his forgiveness, then alone are you acceptable to God. Make sure you are. God then also includes you in his family as his precious child. In the inspired words of the Apostle Paul, he clarifies your new identity, saying, "God sent his son, Jesus, born of a woman, to redeem us, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, 'Abba, Father.'" So you are a son, and if a son, then God has made you an heir. Galatians chapter 4, verses 5 through 7. Words are completely inadequate to describe the privilege of not just belonging to God, but especially being adopted into his family. This also gives you the assurance that you'll live in his presence forever someday in the future. While a child born into a family is special and automatically belongs by birth, it's even more special to be adopted, to be chosen, to be part of a family. And this is what God has done for you through Jesus Christ. This amazing new identity ought to shape your life profoundly. Yet, sadly, your heart's default setting is to crave acceptance from others. You'll even try to make yourself acceptable. You're driven to perform to make yourself acceptable. However, in Christ, God has made you acceptable to him, irrespective of acceptance shown by others. This reveals God's grace. It also produces incredible security that nothing else can provide or compare with. And it cannot be taken away from you either. What phenomenal security. God sets his love on you undeservingly. Listen as God describes the reason for his sovereign choice of the nation Israel of old. "The Lord had his heart set on you and chose you, not because you were more numerous than all peoples, for you were the fewest of all peoples, but because the Lord loved you and kept the oath he swore to your ancestors. Know that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who keeps his gracious covenant loyalty for a thousand generations with those who love him and keep his commands." Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 7 through 9. Similarly, the Apostle Paul pens these inspired words, saying, "For God chose us in Christ to be holy and blameless in love before him, to be adopted as sons through Jesus Christ for himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace that he lavished on us in the Beloved One." Ephesians chapter 1, verses 4 through 6. And just to confirm this, the Apostle John says, "See what great love the Father has given us, that we should be called God's children, and we are." 1 John chapter 3 and verse 1. Bask in this terrific acceptance God shows you as his much-loved child, and let him define your identity, not those around you. Join me in prayer. Dear Lord, help me to grasp just how much I am loved by you. Make me grateful for the incredible privilege to be your child, adopted into your family forever in Christ. Amen.